WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In case you missed it, last Thursday, February the 5th, was National Weather Person's Day. Now, before I go any further, the gang at WeatherBrains wants you to mark your calendar now for next year and beyond, so you'll not forget to send presents to us next year. This is a day to recognize the men and women who collectively provide Americans with the best weather, water, and climate forecasts and warning services of any nation. The date for National Weather Person's Day commemorates the birth of John Jeffries in 1745. Jeffries, a Boston physician, scientist, and military surgeon with the British Army in Nova Scotia and New York during the American Revolution, was one of America's first weather observers. He began taking daily weather observations in Boston in 1774 and continued those observations until 1816. He took the first weather balloon observations over London, too, in 1784. He carried a thermometer, a barometer, and a hygrometer to the height of 9,000 feet. He also accompanied Jean-Pierre Blanchard on his 1785 balloon flight across the English Channel. Blanchard is also credited with making the first balloon flight in North America, ascending from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and landing in Deptford, New Jersey. This flight was witnessed by President Washington, along with future presidents Adams, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe. But as far as I can tell, Mr. Jeffries did not go along on this flight. National Weather Person's Day is celebrated primarily in the United States. What a great feeling to have your own day. Now, just send more presents next year. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.